Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to the Pet Peeves Podcast, episode number 27. I'm on location at the Garage Mike Studios. I have my guest, return guest, Mr. Victor Martinez Jr. What's going on, Victor?
Hello, Albert. Thank you for having me on, man. I'm glad we could actually be in person doing
this. Yeah. The last episode we did together over the phone through Anchor, and
how
it was
far
wild.
Away were we?
Oh, we were 2,000 miles away from each other trying to make that shit work.
You were in Chicago?
Yeah, I was in my living... No, I was sitting on my bed in Crown Point, Indiana, which is outside of Chicago, and you were doing like Uber Eats or Postmates
Uber
or some shit.
Eating something.
So it's like episode number,
and that
I don't
feels
know
like
what.
A long time ago.
It was a long ass time ago. I'm going to look it up real quick. And I just realized that I was just advertising on Facebook that this is episode number 26. It's not. It's episode 27. We did 26 with Roger last night.
I feel like you should have had a lot more by now, dude.
Oh, I should have, but I took like a long ass break, like 6, 7, 8, 9 months, something like that.
Like what number was I? Number
I'm trying
five
to find
or
right now.
Shit?
You were number.
Because you already had a couple. You
yeah, no, I was on a roll. I was doing a lot of them, and then they kind of put on pause. You were number 12, and that was back in, I don't know when. Hang on, I was about to start playing. I don't want to do that.
12, so this is like 10 episodes and couple years later, and we're finally got you in a physical place.
Yeah, this is
so
way better,
man.
It won't
be cutting out over the phone.
Won't be cutting out. It won't be all crackly. It won't be hard for people to hear. It's going to be dope. I'm glad to be here. And this garage mic for a studio would just be sick to be able to have something like this. But I do it out of my living room in Inglewood, and it turns out all right. You could hear the airplanes over the head, but fuck it. We're good.
Like I said, man, if you want to make this your home for the Pet Peeves Podcast, you can. Just
shit.
Let me know when you
That's
want
hard,
to
man.
Here.
One of the big parts of doing the podcast that I like is that I could do it from home. I don't gotta leave anywhere. It's not like doing an open mic where I gotta leave and fucking drive and shit. Podcast, people come over, we chill, we eat pizza, we drink beer, we talk about animals. It's the shit. We come over, and then the beauty of it is in my place, I have pets. So it's automatic conversation starter in the animal world.
Oh yeah, that's right. What do you have?
I have a dog, a cat, a bearded dragon, a betta fish. So it's like...
That shit doesn't even sound real. You have a bearded dragon?
I have myself a bearded fucking dragon. Roger was super happy to meet
Aren't
him.
Aren't those the ones that shoot blood when they're upset?
No, you're talking about some other shit. No,
yeah, whenever it's pissed off, it shoots blood out of its face.
Not that I know of. I mean...
I'm thinking of another.
Animal. I've only had the bearded dragon for a little while, but so far he hasn't spit any blood at anybody.
You're a vet. You should know about that animal.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about bearded dragons. You know what I mean? Like, I learned about dogs and cats, and at the most, look, check it out. This is us with Roger last night.
Aww. Yeah, and see that one right there?
It's a baby bearded. He's
it
only
like
7 months old.
Those fictional little animals they use for holes. Remember that Shia LaBeouf movie?
Yeah. The whatever they were movie. Jumping around in the holes with
I've
Shia LaBeouf.
A million times.
You know what's crazy? I was teaching high school last year, and we used that book as like for our English class for teaching seniors. Like how to read and literature and shit.
You know what? I remember the first time we read it. It was like in third grade. And it was like an introduction to very large concepts.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they have interracial dating.
Oh, yeah.
They have a trans person. They have...
That's right. They were ahead of the time.
What else? Bullying.
Bullying, yeah.
Prison.
Racism, prison system, child labor system shit. Like fucked up families, you know, people
all
were adopted. Then they had like voodoo, and then they had like the whole spin on it that it was like from a curse, you know. So mm-hmm. There's like Haitian voodoo involved for some
book.
Reason. Heck yeah, dude.
It's been a while.
No, it was a great book, great movie. I haven't read that many books recently, and that's probably one of the books I've read in the last two years, something like that. Audiobooks.
That's where it's at, dude.
No, no doubt. I like audiobooks. I listen to them in the car, but mostly podcasts.
I just finished War of the Worlds.
No shit.
What's that? It's an L. Ron Hubbard book.
I don't know it.
I don't feel like being
a Scientology guy.
Yeah. And that's like part of the reason I liked it, because like he's a crazy dude.
Hell yeah.
I'd never
that.
Be a Scientologist.
Liar.
But I just want to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I just want to talk to them. Like,
just tell
this
me
guy
your
crazy?
Ideas.
You know?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty interesting.
No, I'm definitely interested. Every time I walk by a Scientology building and they have those like people standing outside, I'm always waiting for one of them to call me in and be like, you're the chosen one.
I feel pretty good about it. You know, like I know I can't be swept into it. I know I don't believe into it.
Yeah, you're not.
But I just
want to
understand everything about it. You know, I want to learn like any other religion. I like the idea of all their different teachings and shit like that. Like it's good to just, you know, read up on all of them.
Yeah, I'm not against it. Nothing in their religion
but keep perspective and know that it is pretty crazy.
No shit.
It is pretty crazy. And yeah, I never everybody pay for knows that, that shit either. That's the worst part. They make you fucking pay.
Do they? Hell no.
Scientologists are about money.
Because that's why rich people tend to be Scientologists, because they can afford, and they're very litigious.
All that shit.
All right. You know what we got to do now, right? We got to stem over to the Pet Peeves podcast topics.
All right, you do it.
Well, the only topic really I have is, how do you feel about eating animals? You feel it's morally wrong? You're okay with it?
I let someone else do it. Like, someone else cook it? What do you mean? I would eat it.
What about killing it?
Killing it? I could watch it be killed.
Could you do it with your own hands?
If I had to.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that for fun. I'd feel bad. If an animal was sick, I could kill it. I've never had to. Oh, you know what? I did kill a bunny one time and I felt really bad about it.
Yeah, was it like a BB gun situation?
It might not have died. Okay, so yes, it was a BB gun. It was a pump little BB gun. I was at my sister's house in Texas out in the fields. And I aimed at it and I just shot because I didn't think I'd hit it. You know, you aim at something like, I'm not going to hit this. I'm not going to hit this. Oh, shit. Oh, well, that's kind of perfect timing. I'm almost done with this. Okay, so.
Here. The Garage Mic Studios, we're having...
The thing just fell on me.
We're fine. The arm fell. We don't
this
need
was
it.
The bunny's revenge coming at me. Here, you have free hands. Finish that blunt. So, yeah, I shoot at it, and I hit it. And it flips over. It does like a fucking theatrical, thematic flip, and it lands in, dead in the spot where I shot it.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
And then I felt bad, and I ran inside with a gun, and I tell my sister, I'm like, I killed it. I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't think I'd hit it. I was just fucking around. And they're like, why'd you do that? You have to eat it now, or else this is a sin or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So we go outside, and it's not there.
What?
So either I didn't kill it and it ran off immediately, or something came up and picked it up.
Right. A hawk or a coyote or a dog or a cat or something.
I can see either of those things happening.
This is growing up in what part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Arlington, Texas.
Okay.
The DFW area in general.
Okay.
So
Fort Worth?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas-Fort Worth? That's a DFW? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just out there not too long ago for some work shit. So that's the only reason why I know what DFW stands for. And then there's like... the airport or something, right? There's an airport over there?
Yeah, it's like anything you see on, you know, King of the Hill or whatever.
Right, right.
Or
exactly
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Exactly.
So, you know, it really is a mixture between Walker, Texas Ranger and King of the Hill. It really was that growing up.
Yeah, but I think that, like, that situation you had where you kill an animal when you're young with a BB gun, right. A lot of people go through that, and it's like a lesson. Like, I remember when I was
first, bad.
Yeah, I was first hanging out with kids that had BB guns, but I was already, like, in middle school. When I was a little kid, when I was real young, I didn't hang out with anybody that had BB guns. But when I got a little older, I did. And I was shooting birds in my friend's backyard. And I felt really guilty. I felt like really guilty when I saw them die. And I was like, man, this is not for me. Hunting is not for me.
Because I didn't do it properly. If I had like really set out to kill it and I had been prepared to, then maybe I would have taken that better. And if I knew how to like eat it, I would have. But, that's the only thing I didn't like about it, was that it was kind of a waste.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. You're killing it for no reason, for fun.
That's
you can't kill for fun.
That's not good. That's like eating just for boredom.
Yeah, that's just like that.
It's fucked up.
This is what we were talking about. A couple of things. Number one, you're like the third person I've talked to that had like a, I killed an animal, even though I shot at it, and I expect to kill it situation. And it reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Bart kills the bird and feels real guilty about it and doesn't want to tell his mom he's borrowing Nelson's BB gun. Not a Simpsons fan?
No.
Well,
I have Disney Plus.
Yeah, me too. And all I watch is old Simpsons episodes.
And I try to get into it. And I'll be high as shit. I'm like, all right, I can enjoy this. And I sit down and I just don't enjoy it. Like,
you gotta watch the old seasons. You can't watch the new ones.
The plots are interesting, I guess. But it's like watching white people. It's like why I don't watch Friends, you know? It's like, even though they're yellow, I know these are white people.
No, you're not wrong.
You know?
It's just that I grew up with them. It's like I grew up with other ethnicity families on TV.
Yeah, I just couldn't relate enough. Because
I feel
not,
that.
Like, maybe if they had more family and
I can
like
feel that.
They were a bit more ethnic.
With any kind of ethnic diversity in the neighborhood, Springfield.
There's no Mexicans in Springfield.
This is crazy, but you're right. No, there's the Bumblebee man, super racist character.
That's fucked up. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, fuck the Simpsons.
I'll never watch it again.
There's
you're right.
two Mexicans in The Simpsons. Right, Arturo? Fuck that shit.
We got a guest. We got one podcast guest right now, Arturo. They, just met him. What's your last name?
Hey, he's subscribing right now.
Mendoza? Regoza.
He's funny,
Arturo,
too.
Check out the podcast, Pet Peeves Podcast. This is episode number 27. Go subscribe. Follow on Instagram. Follow on Twitter. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Pet Peeves Podcast or at Pet Peeves Pod on Twitter and at Pet Peeves Podcast on Instagram. You can find them right now. You can find me. Oh, and we'll plug all that shit at the end. That's further towards the end. Anyway, killing animals for food, I feel like, is normal. Everybody can get with that. But killing animals for fun. I think you just need to have more respect. Like, this is what we talked about with Roger Lopez yesterday. So if you listen to the previous podcast, this is a returning topic. Just that we should be more responsible with our kills and that people should eat less meat and eat more vegetables, both for the less animal killing, but also for health reasons. Like, people would be a lot more healthy if they ate less meat and more vegetables and fruits and shit like that.
I'm trying not to have the vegetables be fried.
Right, God right, man. Fried it, zucchini, deep fried mushrooms. Like, that's not what I'm talking
okra.
About. I'm talking, yeah, you got to bake them.
Count,
you got
to steam them. You have to grease it, and grease is just like literally fat of a goddamn animal.
We got nothing to drink. I'm about to drink one of the warm ass beers. No.
Well, then yeah, you could have one of those beers. No, there's a beer right behind you.
You could give me one of those old warm tecates that are right behind you.
And they're sealed. They're fine. They're right here on the
wall. Right there on the wall, under the doors.
Thank you, sir.
So we just found these old beers in the garage, and we're gonna drink them.
You're gonna drink because I have my lemon lime water.
This is Garage Mike, and you do Garage Mike type shit. I was gonna mention something else, podcast related, pet podcast, that you have a dumpster out there where somebody's feeding cats. Somebody put their cat food out there.
Dude, you're a fucking vet. I should have taken a picture of it today. There was a dead cat out there.
Why would I want to see that?
I don't know. Maybe you could have told me how it died.
It lives in the alley, natural causes.
Is there
natural
like
alley
a vet
causes.
CSI.
I mean, I'm sure I could narrow down a couple of options, but in reality, it's probably it got hit by a car or it had some fucking disease that inevitably killed
that's
it.
That's a skit right there, all right? Remember that for
CSI
later.
CSI for pets?
Pet CSI, just like every random ass dead animal you see, we just like pull up in a van.
We could.
And look for
That'd
semen.
Be hilarious. Look for
and
semen.
Fingerprints.
Fingerprints. Semen first. Dog semen or human
see
semen?
See if the animal's raped.
Oh, Jesus.
Try to figure out how long ago it
kit.
Died.
And then we start questioning the animals in the area.
And then it becomes the first 48. Because, you know, we got to figure out who killed this thing. Otherwise,
that's hilarious.
There's no justice in the animal system.
No, there was a dead cat outside of my apartment the other day. Me and my wife are animal lovers, so we like develop relationships with the cats that we see all the time because they're always the same. There's always like gray ones, two black ones, and then a calico, and we just like
listen.
We give them names and shit. We're goofy like that.
I respect cats, but I'd keep my distance.
I don't fuck with
I don't
them
even look
them
in the eyes. I think it's bad luck if a cat looks me in the eyes.
No, man. If you
like, why'd you do that? Damn it. Now I'm going to think about that all day. They can see into your soul.
No, they're deep.
The Egyptians worship them for
it's
a reason.
Gods. Yeah.
They stare into corners where there's nothing at.
No, cats are special. They're not like dogs, but they're still pets. I mean, I got a lot. I don't have too many conspiracy theories on cats, but they're definitely different from dogs and their personality.
It's like they look at you like they know they're better.
That's a big part of it. They feel
it's
superior.
Like, they're not domesticated.
They probably remember Cleopatra treating them like a goddess. You know, that's in their DNA.
Yeah.
And they're hunters. They're not bitches. You know, they're not scavengers. They hunt and they kill. Like we're just talking about how we're all bitches. We go to Vons.
They're good at it.
Yeah, they got claws, dude.
They're real live
Wolverines.
For it. Their fur is designed to like, they're literally ninjas.
Hell yeah.
So they can
they're
move
little ninjas.
Quietly.
Can't
all
hear
their
them.
Bones don't crack.
And
they're
cute.
Brittle.
So you don't expect them to be murderers.
They are very cute.
That's the problem, man. They're soft and my cat's fur is so soft. It's like, man, if I didn't know you were a killer, because you can't see the claws, you can't see the sharp teeth, all you see is this fur ball.
And it's not just...
She's a killer.
And those things are actually functional, you know? Like the whiskers, it's functional. They use that, right?
It's like an antenna. They can feel air currents. With their whiskers, check this out. I read this in a book. I read that the air current changes around corners, right? If there's an animal on the other side of the corner. So the cat's whiskers will be able to tell... If there's an animal around a corner.
God damn it.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, so the thing that I read, that's way more advanced than what I read. I read that if a cat is about to crawl into a space, it tests the width with its whiskers, and if its whiskers touch the walls, it knows it can't fit.
I never heard that. I just learned something new. Yeah, they use them as antennas for like guides and measurements, and they also
do they have like a sixth sense? They know something's about to happen. That's almost sort like of what that yeah, man.
That's
like
a spider sense.
Spider sense. Hell yeah, because like they know when something's coming. They can almost see around corners.
Right, exactly. That's something that we can't fathom.
Like so, when a cat stops and like looks around, like that's what I look like. What is it? What is it? You know, you got to look to animals. Like they usually know what when earthquakes,
storms, bad weather.
About to have a heart attack.
When people are having like low blood sugar, about to have a seizure, all that.
They know.
They could smell the change in your blood. They could smell the change in your blood.
Cancer.
Oh, the cat whisker myth that people ask me about all the time is if you shave off a cat's whiskers, will they fall over or not be able to walk? And it's true that they lose their equilibrium if you shave off like one side of their whiskers and leave the other side, that they have no balance or
lack of balance. It's the same thing with the tail. More so with the tail.
The tail helps them with balance too, but some cats don't have tails. Bobcats don't have tails.
See, I like the cats that don't have tails and have no fur.
Those ugly ass bald cats, those Sphinxes cats.
Mr. Bigglesworth,
those are ugly.
I want one so bad.
I've met some in real life, and they're cool. And I can't say that they're gross or anything, but I do not find them attractive.
They sleep,
I like fur
mostly, like 18 hours a day, something like that, crazy. And so they're just super duper chill, and they don't have fur at all. So you have to bathe them a certain way in like milk. They can't go out to the sun; they will burn.
They'll get sunburns, dude. I don't want that.
It's like
cat.
A hermit cat. That's fucking awesome.
Some people are addicted
to
that
shit. Smoke in its face. I'd give it catnip 24/7.
You're one of those people. We talk about that on the podcast a lot. People who get their pets high. It's like you
constantly.
As much as I get high. That's pet abuse.
How is that abuse?
Because they don't want to smoke your weed.
They don't want to. It would let me know if it didn't want to. And I could tell.
That's what everybody says. That's what all the potheads say. My dog loves it when I get him high. Like, all right, sure.
I blew weed smoke in a dog's face and it cried. And I was like, you know what? This is wrong.
If your dog has like cancer or something and it's suffering and your dog's dying, kidney failure, tumors, then give it fucking weed and get CBD. CBD I'm comfortable with. Even if your dog eats like weed brownies and they get all stony, I'm sure they like it like we do. Especially if they're sick.
And they need it because they're all inbred.
Not all of them, but
and
a lot
they
of
have
them.
Genetics defects.
A lot of them. That's why they get the cancer.
No, all of them. Every single dog you look at is an inbred.
Well, if it came from a purebred, then it probably came from an inbred.
They're all inbred.
If you got a bunch of street dogs, some of them are probably...
If you did this to humans...
Where are you talking about? Here in America? Maybe. All right,
so the original, what a dog was
a wolf.
And they took two brother or sister wolves, and they made them fuck, and then they had like a little fucked up baby.
Not necessarily,
this
dude.
This is exactly what they did. What do you mean not
why
necessarily?
Wouldn't they get two, if they had
did.
Two wolves, if they had an abundance of wolves,
and
why would
like,
they make
like
the family ones,
one.
The ones that are family fuck
because,
each other? Why wouldn't they get two from two different
that's
families?
That's what genetics do. Whenever you keep them together like that, you get defects.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying
you're supposed to do it.
If we're doing the genetic modification, why would we choose within a family
because
line?
We want them to be cute. We wanted them to be defected in the way we choose.
So you're talking about like pugs and fucking animals with
every breed of dog is designed.
Sure.
And they were designed by choosing
certain characteristics.
Of two inbred fucked up dogs.
Yeah, most of the time.
Because
yes,
what they
but not
came
all the time.
From how you get a chihuahua
uh-huh.
from a wolf
uh-huh.
is sister fucking and brother fucking and cousin fucking.
Not necessarily.
And
you
taking
could just
the
have...
babies and like this one's got three eyes
uh-huh.
and this one's really tiny. Okay, good. Get the two tiny fucked up babies, make them have a baby.
Yeah.
And then finally, but at the very end, you're right. At the very end, then you switch it back to normal. So then,
to regular fucking,
not,
so they can
no
make
more.
More
family fucking once you have the version you want.
That's exactly what it is.
And
once they've created a new species that they're happy with.
Like, stop
fucking cousin
them,
fucking.
And now make a normal. Now
find
we
one
have
from
them.
Another line.
And now
just
we
push
have,
that.
And that's it. And that's how you have. And now that's what you call.
That's what I'm saying. If you have like a mutt and another mutt and you breed them together, like that's hardly inbreeding. You know what I mean? At this point. At this point.
But it was. It's the base of inbreeding.
You could say the same thing about people. What about people? Is there such thing as a purebred anymore?
Well, whenever a person inbreeds, I mean, I don't know. I don't think everyone's...
I'm not talking about that.
I don't think that everyone's the product of inbreeding, though.
No, I'm saying, like, if you go back and back and back and back.
There's no original human, unless there was, like, a fucking, you know, those people think that, like, giants or gods or whatever like that.
That existed a long time ago?
Maybe that, and then we're inbred gods, and that's what humans are. Something like that.
Yeah, the...
That could be. I could see that. The default,
and we just, like, outbred them.
Shih Tzu gods.
It could be us, the pugs.
I could see that.
The chihuahuas. I could be a chihuahua human.
That's what people are.
That's crazy. We just cracked it. What'd you think, that. Arturo? Yeah. Genetic code has been cracked.
Oh, shit. No, we can't. We can't talk dog human peoples.
Dogs and people. Mm-hmm.
Teeth.
No, canines. hearing, smelling, something like that. Smelling,
no, that would
hearing.
Be too much. You'd want to, like, it would be just too much. You see,
yeah, I don't
want
to smell everybody's asshole from here. I'd be able to smell everybody's asshole from here. Everything would be loud as shit.
It's overwhelming.
So then what would you actually
exhausting.
Want?
I wouldn't want to be a dog. I wouldn't want anything of a dog. I would just take the red. Those are weird.
Just the red. Lipstick
those are
penis
weird.
Scaring people. That's gross.
Are all dogs uncircumcised then? Is that what that
nobody
is?
Nobody circumcises their dog. That's gross.
The red shit would be out all day.
No, you
that's
have to,
what circumcised is.
We have to push dogs' penises back in. Like some dogs' dicks will get stuck out and we have to put lube and push them back in and they'll keep coming out and they have to like suture it. They have to do that shit to horses too. Yeah. Yeah, man, we have to do all kinds of crazy shit for. I've seen doctors have to like jerk off dogs to get their semen.
You jerk off a dog.
I've
don't
never
lie,
had to do
Albert.
It. I've never
don't
had to do
lie.
It. I'm not lying. I would do it. I don't give a shit.
You cut dog's balls off.
I've never cut a dog's balls off either. We're getting a call. Who is that? It's Roger Lopez. We're having
Roger
our first
Lopez
caller
live.
In.
Oh, shit, Roger. You
hey,
fucked
Roger.
Up. You're live on the Pet Peeves podcast.
You are live on the Pet Peeves podcast. You got to put the mic up. We're never going to hear this. It's not coming up.
You better hurry.
Yeah, I'm on the way.
All right, Roger's on his way.
Just to say you're bringing the party. Okay, he's gone.
Nice, okay. That was the previous guest.
Tequila and weed.
No, nice.
Hey, guys, I'm bringing tequila and weed. All right, good to hear from you, Roger. We'll see you when you get here.
We have good friends. Yeah. Okay, so what the fuck are we talking about? Oh, yeah, if we dogs and human breeding together. I mean, I guess I would just take their strength, their fucking
well, you know, China's already
stamina.
China's doing that.
Breeding humans and animals?
They're doing it.
They've been doing it with chimps.
Dog hybrids.
Whatever. That's so retarded.
For the army.
I don't want that shit.
They jump far.
Run fast.
And they know everyone's asshole.
And they greet each other by sniffing each other's assholes. That's how you tell one dog soldier from a non-dog soldier.
And they have Wi-Fi too.
They're going to have cat soldiers too. And they're just going to give everybody the finger all the time. They're going to be all catty. Fuck you. Ninjas. Would you rather be half cat or half dog?
Okay, so what's up with cat eyes? Why are they like that?
What do you mean?
Can they see into other dimensions?
I don't think so. Unless I'm wrong. I could be wrong. You know, the thing about animals is they can't talk, right? So we don't know
are
shit.
Are you sure? Do you ever try to talk to animals?
I talk to them with my mind, with my hands.
But
I talk
ever
to
just
them.
Just like when you're alone, you're like, yo.
Yeah, every time.
Every time?
I know you can talk.
As a vet?
It. I've been in so many situations
like,
where I'm
a
talking
vet.
To a dog.
Go ahead.
I'm a vet tech. Don't get the audience confused. I'm not a doctor. It's like an animal nurse. I'm a teacher. I teach at a college. I teach veterinary assistant course, and I've been a vet tech for 15 years. I'm a licensed registered vet technician in the state of California. That would be doper. That's what I'm gonna start
He's
telling
a technical
people.
Technical vet,
a veterinary
IT tech vet,
engineer, AI robot, DARPA. Hell yeah, DARPA. Oh no, you're talking about the robot dogs for kids, the toys. Yeah, yeah, but you're talking about like Fido, yeah, the fucking robot. Yeah, those
like
things were cool too.
Yeah,
like you could talk to it, tell it to come, it would scoot over.
It had music on it. Yeah. I remember that thing. That was pretty dope.
That thing was cool. And you know those smart dogs? They have them in old folks' homes, and they actually make old people like have less stress and less depression. It makes them having a companion. The old people get attached to the robot dogs. Isn't that fucking crazy? Old people just need anybody to come visit them. And people don't do
See,
it.
See, when I get that age, man,
yeah.
I'm going to put it in my will.
What? Let me go?
Kill me.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure
cyanide
out.
Cyanide pill.
Yeah, something. Like, if I'm not that sharp anymore, like, why are you doing this? God damn it, you just like seeing me and shit?
Yeah, like, I don't like you that much. Photo? Let me go. You know, the only one, that, you know, I feel at the end it'll just be me and my wife. That's all I imagine.
You tell her? Like,
no,
babe.
She'd never like pull the plug on me. She never would, but I might tell her to. Like, just pull it. No yeah, one's here. Agreement. I forgive you. You're
that's
next.
Real shit.
I'll pull her plug. No, I'm
kidding. But that's
I'm
love,
kidding.
Though. You know, because you love her.
I do love her, and I would do whatever she asked me to. If she wanted me to pull the plug right. on her, I would. See, if she exactly. didn't want me to, I wouldn't.
There you go. That's how you twist it. Mm-hmm. I'll drink to that.
Mm-hmm. Here's the beer's not bad. Whatever. It's Tecate.
It's only 3 weeks old.
Yeah, when we got it, it wasn't brand new. It came in a box.
And you know, it gets pretty cold mm-hmm. at night, so it's like being in a fridge.
Yeah, and then it gets hot in the day. That's the worst kind of beer. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
I mean, beer's not good.
No, it's not good. Anyway, I was mentioning the alley cat feeding. I think that's a terrible idea for all you listeners out there. Do not feed your alley cats. No. There's too many of them.
Don't feed the cats.
Don't feed them. If they have no food, they can't live. And that's
they look
a hard.
At you and they beg.
Don't feed them.
Don't.
Don't feed them. I'm not saying
cats.
Kill them. I'm not saying kill
them.
Them
every day, and I'm like,
I'm saying
what?
Don't feed them.
It tells me it's like meow. I'm like, you feed me, cat. And sometimes they bring little toys.
Yeah, no.
The cat, it's really kind of cute.
I love cats.
They bring dead mice.
I told
to
you
the
I
door.
Make friends with all the cats in my neighborhood, but like, I don't feed them.
I know this is an offering.
an offering, it is.
Yeah, this is not
the
this
gods.
Is like a neighbor thing. You know?
That's another part of it. It's their hood, too. The cats were
yeah,
there before
the cat's
me.
Like, yo, I killed this for you. This is my hood. I'm going to bring this to your door. This is the things I do.
Instead of like a fruit basket.
I was thinking about you. And
I was watching you. From a mile away, I can see everything you're doing.
Eat this. It just drops off a dead mouse. Yeah,
my cat brings us like toy dead mice and drops them on the bed. My cat is so weird. My cat's really weird. Her name is Pebbles, and she is like a little ninja demon. And she's black.
Does she scratch you randomly for no reason?
Not really, but she does do random ass shit all
the
time.
Well, you know, like, it doesn't feel domesticated though, right? Like
my cat?
It does. You live together. It's like a fucking
no,
roommate
my,
more.
Shit, my
they're
cat
different from dogs.
No,
man.
Definitely different from dog. My cat is super independent. Like my cat will do her own thing. My dog has to be right next to me or my wife at all times. It's totally different. And the cat, if you hold her down, she'll run away. The dog loves to be held. So it's totally different personalities.
They
and they're both girls.
Real personalities. They're real characters. Like, they got their own life going on. You could tell each cat has their own movie.
Yeah, I wonder. I feel like my cat had previous lives like that. Like, it is like a and like a higher just, being. You know, like, if you keep graduating your beings as you become more enlightened, at some point you're a cat, and then after cat is maybe human. This owl is freaking me out.
Oh, this
yeah. You have a carpe noctum someone giant owl. Yeah, that's pretty sick. That's some Illuminati shit right there.
The Illuminati stuff doesn't scare me.
No, you did. Somebody from the Illuminati
people.
Hit me up. Did I tell you?
I saw that.
Dude, it was the craziest shit. My wife
are you
refused
still talking to them?
No, because my wife got really mad at me and told me not to reply to them anymore because she thinks
mad?
They're evil. Because my wife is like Mexican myth type. So she thinks they're devil, evil people
well,
and she wouldn't
right.
let. Yeah, sure. But I'm comic. I was just curious. As a comic, it was funny to me to like troll. The Illuminati people that were contacting me on Instagram. But then I got to a point, I was like, what if they were the real Illuminati? And they were offering me like the riches of the world. All you have to do is not turn evil. Because that was the way the lady pitched me. She's like, Illuminati is not evil. It's people that are given the opportunity to change the world. And some of those people become evil, but not all of them. And it's like, that's just who you hear about. So then she kind of sold me on it. And she's like, here's a number on WhatsApp. You're going to call the Illuminati, like, superior being, and you're going to talk to this guy, and he's going to recruit you, and blah, blah, blah. And I never called him, because my wife told me not to. A phone, WhatsApp phone number.
WhatsApp. Illuminati.
I'm about to give it out on the internet.
Oh, shit.
I'm putting it out there.
Illuminati phone number?
Here, you guys
all.
I want
to hear this.
You guys,
oh, God,
for
no.
the Illuminati. You want to hear it?
Someone's.
Hey, I leave. I feel like someone's going to get whacked
at. No, you're all going down with me.
Oh, fuck.
It's, it can't. You think it's real?
They probably deleted it already.
No, it's here.
Oh shit!
I might have deleted it.
This isn't has nothing because
I got
with
scared.
Pet peeve stuff.
It has everything to do with pet. No, I'm kidding.
Thought we were gonna talk about animals, man.
It's gone. Oh. It's gone. No shit. I think I deleted it because I was like a little bit scared. No, because if they deleted it, it'll still be there on my end, right?
It's real.
Holy shit! It's gone. That's
but
cool.
But I like the imagery, and. You know, the stuff they do with black and white. And I don't know why. Like, I like the horns, skull.
Talking
shit.
About the Illuminati shit?
No, just the imagery. Just oh. Like the Kame Noctum and the fucking owl.
Oh, yeah. The owl is sick.
They have good, like, PR, the Illuminati.
Yeah, know? They do. We're here talking about them. I don't know shit.
That's an image.
Let's see if anybody on the internet asks any pet questions.
Oh, shit. You ask people to tell you pet questions?
Yeah. Part of the
my
thing.
Last animal, I actually got a pet before I had a son, just to make sure I could have a kid, you know, keep it alive, uh-huh. Keep the ritual going.
Uh-huh.
We did pretty good. And then we gave the dog off to her parents. And it's still alive.
What kind of dog?
It was a little shorty, little fucking, one of our neighbors gave it to us. She had like fucking fleas and shit. She had worms. It was uh-huh. Terrible. But she was a chihuahua.
You had her here?
Yeah, they told me whenever I got her that she was a brindle chihuahua. Okay. I was like, okay, thanks.
Okay.
And I don't know, is that
a
thing?
I mean, there could be a brindle chihuahua, I guess, but I haven't seen any brindle chihuahuas.
That wasn't a breed, like the brindle, I don't know, it's a type of fur or something like that.
Brindle's like a pattern in the fur.
Yeah.
But any breed could be brindle if it's mixed with a brindle dog, you know? But I don't see a lot of brindle chihuahuas.
I have a picture of her somewhere, but we called her a little bitch.
So they gave her to you, or you guys wanted it?
Yeah, my neighbor gave them to me. I didn't want it, and we took care of it. And we just so happened to be having a kid, so I was like, all right, well.
This will be training?
Yeah.
Did it help?
Here. And I think so. We
taught you some responsibility?
It sucked. It's just it stinks. Where to go. It's fucking piss, and you know, take it outside and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're not
like,
ready for that. You're not ready for all that. I'm glad that my wife and I don't have the same schedule, so somebody could be home with the pets at all times, because it's like, it's a lot of work. And I love the animals, and I keep getting more because I'm a fucking moron, but I can't help it. If I had a big, like, space, I would have a ton. I would have horses. My dad has 2 horses.
You
I would be like
them?
That. Yeah, man, I do.
You ride them?
I would learn how. I've ridden horses.
You don't see too many fat people on horses.
That's not true, man. Go to Texas. Everybody's on a horse, and there's a lot of fat people.
Yeah. I never saw fat people on
have
horses.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Many people on horse? I've sat on a horse for pictures, but not ridden.
Okay.
Maybe whenever I was little, a donkey went in a circle, maybe. Pretty sure that's about it. But if that, mostly just for photos, if I remember anything.
I
want to ride a horse.
I took a horseback riding class when I was in college.
It's exercise. Right?
No, it's not. I mean, you have to be able to sit
it's
up straight.
Yeah, and then
that's
like,
it.
And
that's
you
gotta, not
like,
exercise.
You gotta tense your thighs, right? And then you
sort
gotta like
of.
Kind of grip it.
Yes.
It's not just sitting down.
No, it's sort of like
you're
sitting down though.
On a fucking animal, you know? You think about it, it's fucked up. You're on its back,
dude. You just kind of like ride
go
with it.
Places and shit.
As long as you learn how to put the tackle on all the
it's got something
saddle
in its
and
mouth.
All that shit. Yeah, you put the bit in the mouth and
you
tie the head harness
sometimes.
On. They give you a thing to hit them.
And then it just starts
and you
shitting.
Ride Western or Eastern or whatever the fuck the opposite of Western is.
And they shit anyway.
And they shit as they walk. But that's not what you remember. I took like a 1-semester course in horseback riding, beginner horseback riding. I paid a lot of money for it, way too much.
You ran with horses?
Well, they let us go from like walking to trotting to galloping, but they never let us run because we were all beginners. I had never ridden a horse before.
You galloped with a horse?
I galloped, and it was fun, and I want to do it again.
Let it gallop soon again?
Hell yeah.
I think you could do it in the hills.
Yeah, you can. And I've been made, I heard
you
it's not even expensive.
Girl.
They said it's like $30.
Hey, you know what? The summer's coming.
Uh-huh.
Go galloping. But you have to teach her, huh? Not anybody could just, I mean, it's really scary.
We'll
tangle
it.
Would she
do it? No, she's from Texas. She's Mexican from Texas. She's ridden horses.
I'm fucking Mexican from Texas.
But she like grew up with horses. Her dad had horses.
Yeah.
So it's different. So she has experience.
Girls do that.
That's
girls
true.
Are naturally.
Hey, Roger's here. Roger Lopez from episode number 26
homie.
In the house.
Dude, you were actually on this episode earlier
yesterday.
On the phone.
And now you're on this episode again.
And now you're
what's
here
up?
Again.
Hey,
thank
nice.
You, sir.
Hey, Arturo, do you have any pet questions? Any pet questions? Do you have pets?
Nah, I grew up with a lot of them.
What'd you grow up with? No shit, 6 chihuahuas? That's dope.
6 chihuahuas.
Were they nice or were they mean? And a pit. Yeah. No. Yeah, but not to like strangers. But they bark. Who ran the show? Was it the chihuahuas or the pity? Yeah, probably. The pity was a female or a male? Yeah. I love female pits. Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Sure. Well, this is interesting. Sure. Interesting question. Arturo asks, is it good to let your dog watch TV, or is it bad, or what is the deal with dogs watching TV? If you like leave your dog at home alone, should you leave the TV on with them? So I have an opinion. There's no way. I don't know, honestly, but I do have. I've heard things and I've learned things and I've read things that, first of all, not all dogs react to the television, right? Some dogs don't react to it. They don't recognize it. And then some dogs do. All right. So do you want your dog to recognize the TV or not? It's up to you. It's up to your dog. Is your dog soothed by the noise? Does your dog, in my opinion, when you're not home, if you want your dog to be happy and healthy, yeah, you should turn off all the lights, turn off all the noise, and your dog will go to sleep. That's if you have noise on and lights on, then dogs are going to stay awake. And if you're trying to train your dog in the beginning, this is the big part of it. In the beginning of your dog's life, you're training it for how you want it to be eventually. So do you want your dog to sleep while you're home or while you're gone? Or do you want your dog to be awake while you're gone running around your house? Or you could put it in a crate. Either way, you want it to be asleep. That's what you should do. If you're not there, your dog should be asleep or in a crate. Otherwise, it's going to get into trouble.
Watching my house.
What do you mean, like a camera? Oh, you want
to like able to bite someone.
Okay, well, you got to train it to do that. It's not going to do that as a puppy.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, something you got to train.
That's a big reason. Like, you get a dog, you know? Yeah. Anyways, people are going to start showing up.
Sure. We're going to start wrapping up unless this guy's got any pet questions.
Oh, yeah, you want to ask his name? It's up to you, Albert.
What's his name?
I forgot.
Hey, newcomer to the garage. What's this guy's
Preston.
Name?
Preston.
Preston.
Justin.
Arturo. What's your name?
Dane. Fuck yeah.
We're recording a podcast and we're about to wrap up.
No, it's okay.
Do you have any pet questions? This is a pet podcast. Oh. Any pet questions? Do you have any pets?
What? You look like you own some pets. My mom.
Nice. Okay. So it's Preston. That's your name? What's your name? Dane. Dane has four cats because they're not going to be able to hear you. So I got to repeat what you're saying. Okay. So you have four cats. Yeah, but they live in England now. Okay. But you grew up with them? I did. How was that?
It was all right.
Do you like them? Do you like cats? Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, well, I mean, there were territory
issues. For females or what?
Two females, two males. They flew them to England?
Do they still pee everywhere over there?
These cats to England? That's so fucking weird.
Sure. No. Sure. But do the cats still piss where they're not supposed to over there in England?
Not so much. They're getting older. They're docile.
Okay. Yeah, they protect the litter boxes and shit. When there's more than one of them, they'll like fight and they're territorial, you know? It's really important to have a lot of litter boxes. You know, if you have four cats, you should have five litter boxes. That's the golden rule. One more litter box than cats you have. Yeah.
These things are gross.
And you got to keep the litter boxes clean. And you got to give them different options for the substrate, like what kind of litter that you use.
It's
you
rocks,
gotta use,
right?
Yeah. Or it could be powder. It could be paper. It could be anything. It depends what your cat's like. Oh my God! Each cat got a ticket to England, flying across the pond.
You see, man, you just well, that's because get cats they're in England. Like, they got cats in England.
They got cats in England, but not her cats. What are the cats' names?
Do they need a passport? Did you say that they need a fucking passport?
You need like a health certificate. Citizens? You need a health certificate for like a pet passport. Yeah.
Do they have to get like
because they're still gonna spread disease.
They have to put their paw on a fucking.
Probably they have to take a passport picture.
They definitely gotta take a photo.
A pet passport. That's hilarious. It exists.
But they charge
you think
full
it doesn't?
Price.
Yeah.
That's a full price.
No, they, what'd they go? Priority? Priority seating? What did they get?
They put them in the stowage.
First class? No, and parents and coach? That's hilarious. Can you imagine if you're walking to your coach seat, you walk past two cats? I'd be like, what the fuck?
And there's drinks in front of them.
Yeah. And they're drinking like martinis. Like, this is fucked up.
And they're watching a pet movie.
Yeah, they're watching Life of Pets 2.
What you were saying earlier, right? You'd leave the lights off.
All right, yeah, let them go to bed.
All pet channels now, right?
Oh, on TV?
Yeah,
sure. You mean like Animal Planet?
No, like just actually for like for certain animals
to watch.
Yeah, like a cat or a dog, it's just those things. It's just cats and dogs doing shit, and
yeah, you can have it on,
and it's for that. It's for your animal.
I'm sure it exists. Yes, I'm sure.
So now let's do a dog podcast, right? And it's just dogs barking for a couple hours. But you play it for your dog when you leave.
That's
you know?
Dumb. So it just annoys the shit out of your dog. Can you imagine if somebody just put a plate?
Get sponsorship though, like maybe. All types of dog fucking like. I don't know how you'd say it or promote it, but you know.
I don't know either. All right, well, we're gonna wrap this up, so we can get your other mic started.
15 till.
Yeah, well, this is a short recording. That's cool. He's a repeat guest. I'm glad we got to do this.
This is awesome.
What do you want to plug? Where we can find you on social media?
Oh, yeah. The High Tonight Show is coming back in March. I'm Victor Martinez Jr. High Tonight Show, Victor Martinez Jr. They're both on Instagram, Facebook. This is the Garage Mic Studios Instagram as well. You know, you can come podcast here. I have a setup for green screen. I like this shit. I've had several podcasts in here. And then we do the fucking Garage Mic on Saturdays and Fridays.
The Garage
here.
Mic is like, you know, staple
and
open mic
come,
in Alley in
we
Koreatown.
We do Fridays. Paid mic is a brand new thing. I want to keep that going.
Tonight
Fridays
is
not
paid,
paid mic.
Saturday is not paid.
It's Fridays. And tonight's Saturday, which is just Garage Mic, which is free. Every Friday we do paid mic. And that would have been yesterday. It wasn't yesterday. I canceled it yesterday. I was on another show with my homie here. So.
Well, it's not paid. It's gambling.
Well, yeah, because it's a competition.
Right.
And I don't decide. Everyone's like, how do we decide? The
audience.
Fucking audience decides, all right? You paid.
No, it's.
Your peers are watching
fair.
You. Everyone
it's just
who's
that
here
losers,
is a comedian.
You know.
And then we all decide. Like, who? Just be a fucking man. Say it. Who was the funniest tonight? And then you get $10 and
that's
we
funny.
Figure it out. We've done it like 6 times.
Yeah, no, it's all, it's paid, fun, man. I'm glad you started paid. Doing something new with the mic. I'm finally making some cash back from it. Hopefully you're making some money. I hope you are.
No, we've been breaking even, but I'm glad people are coming out.
Yeah,
man.
That's awesome.
It's cool to give
support,
back anyway.
Support,
I don't give a shit. How many
scene.
Mics you go to, you pay, you get the opportunity to get money back.
Yeah, you're getting stage
you
time.
Don't get funnier, you know?
Yeah, well, come on to the Garage Mic. Check it out. It's on the Comedy Bureau.
We're about to start Garage Mic right now.
Yeah, so I'm about to close this out. You can find the Pet Peeves Podcast on Twitter at Pet Peeves Pod. On Instagram at Pet Peeves Podcast. You can find the podcast on Stitcher, SoundCloud, and iTunes, and Google Play Music, and Google Podcasts, and on YouTube. Find me, Albert Escobedo, at Albert M. Escobedo on Twitter, or Albert Escobedo on Instagram. Thank you guys for listening. Victor, thank you
Albert.
For doing this.
This was so fun.
Thank you for letting us use the
studios.
Thank you, live studio audience that I didn't know was going to be here. Hey.
That's actually pretty cool. All right. That's a wrap, guys. We'll be right back.